We were holding Daf Hey Yom Aleph Masechta Krisis. The Gemara says again, Kosta Rachmona Leisuchal. The Pesuk has to say special Leisuchal is Lukma Blah to teach us not only Nisar Asei, but disease in the lav also. Is so, it's not the question of Yadayin Lav Shabakolus. So it's still only Lav Shabakolus. So how do we know to say you get Malkus for each one separately? That before Beloy said that Ochal Maise Dogon. Somebody eats maisa. So somebody eats maisa from wheat and from tirush and from grapes or from oil or from olives, he gets three malkasim, the helamachats. The question was why the Chorot only one lav. So you want to say no, the extra psukma said lesuchol lechol an extra time. So Gemara says now no, it's not extra. We needed to say it's not a nisar asay but a lav. So how do we really know to say you get three malkasim? Came if it only comes to teach if there's a nisa lav and not only a nisa rasei, he came if so. Name the cruel, let the pasuk say lo yisuchu lo ochlom bishorecha maisa degon fiturosh v'sorecha lomali. The pasuk just should have said lo yisuchu lechol lo ochlom. You're not allowed to eat them. Why does the pasuk have to repeat itself again and say a second time maisa degon fiturosh v'sorecha? Is liyichudei achilo lochol chad v'chad. Comes teach us next to word teach us. That there's a special laugh, each one separately. That's how Beloy knows to say that some would eat maisa from dog and tirish for yitzah, the hella mechod, still he'll be chayif. Be chayif three times. Allowed out to hella, he'll be malchus. If he does the nezer basro, he'll get three times malchus. Now the Mor says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, ha'ayichel lechem, somebody eats bread, koli, that's roasted wheat, the caramel, that's the fresh wheat. Like a gimel, he eats these before the Omer, so it's Chodesh, wheat that was planted after Pesach, and he eats it now before they bring the Omer, before the next Pesach. So it's a lot of eating Chodesh. So you also eat bread and roasted wheat and caramel, fresh wheat, is like a gimel, you get three malkasim. Why? For the Gemara, I why? Like in a lav shem klolos, there was only one lav of Chodesh. They're all three the same lav. So why do you eat them all together? Like, why do you get three malkasim? The Chor, it's a lav shem klolos. And the more I know, Shani Hoch, here also it's different. To Miyasa Kroh, there's an extra Pesach here to teach us that you get Malkus each one separately. Because otherwise, Lein Mekroh, let the Pesach just write, Lein Mekroh Lechem. Then I'll let eat bread. For Nailoth called it the Kamel Minei. And I'll learn out that this parched are wheat, and the Kamel, the fresh wheat, from Lechem. So Mora says, no, equal with, I could ask the question, Mala Lechem Shekei Nisra Beitzu Chala. We know lechem is once you make the dough into flour and you knead it, so yichayev and chala. So maybe when is there an issa to eat chodosh, maybe you only have to make it into bread, you have to make it into flour and into a dough. That's when there's an issa to eat chodosh. But maybe to eat fresh corn or fresh wheat, or else roasted wheat, maybe there's no issa. So therefore, mal lechem shkei nisra beitzo l'chala. From our question, just for that, Nichtav koli, the Torah just should have wrote, if you eat parched wheat, that yichayiv. Le nichtav lechem, only the apostles tell me lechem. I should just tell me, now let eat chodesh, the parched wheat. And v'nelef, mikoli, and I should be able to learn out lechem from koli. As in the Torah says separately, now let eat lechem, koli, the caramel, come teach me, lichud elah, there's a separate lab, each one separately. Smur says, no, I'll tell you, lechem, mikoli, le yosi. The Torah was just written, koli, just parched wheat, I would not know bread, mishum the koli isa beina. Maybe the Torah only says this a chodesh either when it's still ben, still in the same form it was grown, it's still in the same form of corn or wheat. Mashen kein lechem is once you grind it, made into flour, it changes. Maybe there's no isa chala. I wouldn't I know isa chodesh. I would not know it. The koli isa beina, but lechem lo isa beina. Lechem is not in the same form. Lechem changed. Therefore, I would not learn out lechem from koli. Zemara says okay. Carmel and also Carmel Mikoli Layosi. The Torah would just wrote Koli. Just that you over feeding roasted wheat, I would not know fresh wheat. Mishum the Koli Nisra Beitzol Minochis. Because you could bring a mincha from Koli, from roasted wheat. Mashenken Carmel, fresh wheat or fresh corn, Le Nisra Beitzol Minochis. There's no mincha. You can't bring a mincha from Carmel. Therefore, I would not know the lav on these three, therefore I have to say each one separately. So Rashi says, Koli was Nisraba b'minchas oimer, the Chsiv says, Gabei, Kolu beish. V'yafagadu hu kruak siv Carmel, But koponim, it's only fit to be used for mincha soimer after it's roasted in the oven. The kiss I only know koli, I would not know caramel. That's what they're about to say separately. Smur says still, the nicht of caramel, let the Torah just say the word caramel, fresh corn, fresh wheat. The nailef lechem bekolimine, and let me learn out from that that there's nisachodish upon caramel, there should be nisachodish upon lechem, bread, and upon koli, roasted. Smur says no, ikla mifroch, he asks a question like this, ikla mifroch, ma la caramel, shekein le nishtanem ebriosai. I said, maybe the Yisachodesh only applies to caramel, that's raw, fresh wheat. It didn't change from the way it was grown. My shenke, and once it was roasted, once it was made into flour, maybe they do not have the Yisr anymore. The kitza is not extra. You need all three words here to teach us that the Yisachodesh applies to all these three different stages. But it could be if you eat all three together, you're only over one malchus. So how do you know what to say? If Yisr know what to say, you have three malchus in. Smurah says true. Smurah says, Minchad la yalfi. You can't learn out from one. But Nelef Chod Mintrei. Let's learn out one from two. The Torah Joshua should have said two of them, not the third one. So more so, what does it mean to say? Lo nichtav kro lechem. If you wanted to, the Torah shouldn't have said the word lechem, bread. Vinelef mikoli v'karmel. Learn out from the Yisra koli v'karmel. That if there's an Yisra Chodesh upon koli roast and upon fresh, who would then upon lechem also? So more says no. Ikla mifra, Nisha could ask the question also. Ma la koli v'karmel. Koli v'karmel is different. The yisnayun b'yanayim, that they are in the same stage that it was grown. It wasn't changed, even though one koli was roasted, but it wasn't made into flour like bread. So I would not know lechem from those two. I would not say, nishtana so much making into flour, maybe there's no marisa chodesh. So kamashman, yes, there's nisa chodesh on lechem. So if I need the word lechem, someone says, okay. Le nichtav kroa caramel. Torah Shunta wrote the word caramel. For nelef mi lechem v'kola. Let me learn out caramel, fresh wheat, from lechem and from roasted. So Morris says, no. Ikla mifach, that's the question also. Ma le lechem v'kola shekein nesrab v'etza menochis. That lechem, we know mincha is made from flour, and then within mincha same has come from kola, from roasted flour. Roasted wheat. Ma shenken caramel, fresh wheat, is never brought a mincha. So I would not know that the Yisra Chodesh applies to caramel. So I cannot learn out caramel from lechem and from koli. So if I'm a kid, I need all three psukim, I need all three words. So Dr. Kash, how's Rav Yitzchak not to say, you get three malchus in. Samora says, O Malach Rav Yitzchak himself said back to this. O Malach Rav Yitzchak, Lenichtav Kro Koli. The Torah Shunta wrote the word koli, Fenelef Milechem V'Karmel. And I learned it out, from lechem the caramel, the Torah koli is extra. You don't have to say roasted wheat. My pirchas, what's the question you're asking? Mi pirchas, ma le lechem shkein nisra beitzachala. What do you want to tell me that lechem has something special nisra beitzachala? I'll tell you, caramel yachiyach, fresh wheat has no isachala on it. So I see that what's gorim the isachodish is lav dafka bread, even caramel also. The mishum the caramel in the standard of yours, I would just said the word caramel. Maybe this chodesh only applies to caramel that didn't change at all from the way it was grown. Mashenkin, other things that were changed, has no wisa. Lechem yachid, the post says lechem also. Hilchas, therefore, loika de miyasa. Here with Yitzchak Pshat is the word koli is extra. The Torah just should have wrote lechem the caramel, and I would know koli also. Since the Torah says separately koli, comes teach us a lav. Like a lav mifniyatsmoid, means to say on each one of them there's a separate lav. So therefore, if you eat all three together, you get three malchusim. Smur still asks, V'yema, why don't I say, koli di miyasra mechayi v'nechnami? Koli, that's extra that you get a malchus. Di miyasra mechayi v'chodam. Akula mechayi v'chodam. If you eat the other two, also there's only one malchus. How do you know still you get three? Maybe there's only one special for koli, and then the other two gets one malchus. But then came uchsel nichtav kro lechem karmi v'kol. So this said koli at the end. In ami nichtav koli v'lechem v'karmel. Amai kosov l'koli b'yem. So I can put the extra word koli in between. Hochi kom, this is what it means to say. Lechem b'koli nechayiv. V'karmel nechayiv b'koli. Means to say each one separately has its own malchus. That's how Yitzchak knows to say, if you eat these three, you get three separate malchusim. But the Gersa Shubilat, like the Shita says, Lechem Kikoli Mechayiv. The Kama Mechayiv Kikoli means each one of these three Yechayiv separately. That's how Yitzchak knows to say you get three Malkasim. The Amr Rabbi Yanni says, the Yerlomat Teheg Zer Shova Kalab Yenechom, Zer Shova should not be light in your eyes. Shere Tigul Echod Migufi Torah. Tigul Chayiv Chorus. If a Kohen b'shas one of the Dalar Avodis has the wrong machshava to eat it or to burn it, chutzla zman at the wrong time, says chalon is to pickle upon the korban. So this is for pigul is echad megufi Torah. So much halachim in the Raisa. Rashi says the chayv of chorus, and still v'lo limdu hakosiv elam exera shavam. We only know this issa from exera shavam. How do we know it? The Yom Reb Yechanan. Tony Zavdo Balevi. Nemal Haolna says in one postik, if you eat it, you have an Avera. The Nemakana says over here, Vahanefer Shachos, the men of Avera Tiso. Is Mal Haolna Chorus, Afkan Chorus. So you only know the Yisra Tigal has the Chiyat Chorus from Exera Shova. So we learn out Tigal from Noisa, just like by Noisa, the other postik of Kli Chorus, who are din by Tigal also have a Chiyat Chorus. To learn out this sister by Tigal from Exera Shavu. Therefore, should be Choshev in your eyes. Right, and now the Gemara says, Omereb Simoi, L'yoy l'mal tehe Exera Shavu kalab yenecha. Exera Shavu should not be light in your eyes. Why? Sherei Noisr Echem Megufi Torah. Noisr is one of the Gufim Torah. If you have a korban and you left over the meat overnight. L'alimdu akosav elam Exera Shavu. How do we know to say that Yechayiv on from Exera Shavu? My, what's the Gzera Shava? Yalit learn out Kurdish Kurdish. The Yerchlav Avon Yiso, he is Kurdish Hashem Chilel. Oksiv is another Pasik, the Seraph, the Sanay Sabreish, Ki Kurdish. So, to learn out the Chiv Chorus, by nurse off of the Gzera Shava. Omer Abayom, the Yerla Malta, hey Gzera Shava, Kalabi Yenecho, Gzera Shava should not be light in your eyes. Sherei Bita Manasosai. If a man has an Anusa, lives with a lady, and then she gives birth from that. That's called Yabita Manasosai. Hen hen gufitera tosa midiraisa for the father to live with his anus, with his bita manasosai. The limdu akosav elam exera shava. I only learned this out from exera shava. That if you live with your daughter from your anus, you chayiv sreifa. The yama rova, oma li rabbi yitzo baravdini. Asiya heina heina li sura. Learn out exera shava heina heina. Rashi says, ksiv bi ishtoi ervas. Isha bita le segala de mashma bita mimeno. And now, and asya zima zima le sveifa, learn out exera shava zima zima dichai sveifa. Sakitzi bita minasasa dichai sveifa and the yisa, learn out from exera shava. No, Omer Rav Ashi, alti exera shava kalabin echo, exera shava should not be light in your eyes. Shrei niskolin, hein hein gufa tairom. Niskolin Ashi says, roiv chai viskila, to go in ha boala ein, Velakalom, it doesn't say skila clearly in the pasuk. It only says the mayhem bomb. So rov isurim that you get skilom, that's midiraisa hein and gufi Torah. La limdu akosav elam exera shav. We only know you get the sreifa from exera shav. The tiny one like this. Ner makana says the mayhem bomb by these isurim. The ner mit says biyoyv yedoni by this type of kishuf of oyv yedoni to mayhem bomb. So my answer over there is clearly beskilo, is afkan also beskilo. So kitzva from Exera Shav, you learn out a lot of choshuva things. First says the Mishnah, Hamafat emes haShemen. Whoever makes the Shemen, so with that he's chayav chorus. You make the same amount of Shemen a Mishka the way it was in the Mishkan. Tana Rabbanan, Hamafat emes haShemen. Lil moit boi, oi le moistru le tziba potter. If somebody makes the Shemen just to learn how to do it, or else to give it over to the tzibah, not for his own use. But he wants to give it over to the tzibah, he's potter. Losuch, let's say he makes it for himself to rub himself with it. Chayiv, he's chayiv for making it. V'yasach mimeno potter. But if somebody now rubs himself from it, Rashi says, achash lepitma, the person did not make it. Somebody else made the Shemen HaMishka. Put it together. And now you take it and you rub it on yourself, you're potter. The fishen chayovim elo al sichas shemen hamishka shoshem moishu bavad. That it is an Issa to use the Shemen HaMishra, it's only from the Shemen HaMishra that Moshe Rabbeinu made. It has Kedusha on it. Such a Shemen, if somebody else uses it, now he's Chayiv Misa. But if you make it, if a private person makes it, so he's over, he's the chorus for making it. But now if he uses it, he's Potter. Omar Ma, what would you say? Little my boy, someone who makes it just to learn how to make it. Oh yeah, I'm going to ask the Moshe Latriyos, he makes it, I'm going to ask to give it over to the Tzibur, it's Potter. I mean, no one heard him know this from. Asya maskuntoi min the maskuntoi dikteris. Hoksiv legabik teris lesasu lechem. So learn out the asiyas of Shemen HaMishra from the asiyas of dikteris. And by making the dikteris, the other person says clearly, lesasu lechem. Tzadik is lechem hu diyos. It's only us if you make it for yourself. Avala mois will achieve a pot. If you make it, give it over to the tzivah's potter. Gabi Shemen nami lemois will achieve a potter. So giving over the Shemen is also Potter. Nathimur says, but the head of Keteris v'nelef mi Shemen. Let's learn out Keteris now from Shemen. Ma Shemen, just like the Shemen HaMishra. Ki mefatim l'chatzoyim Potter, if you make here for the amount, you Potter. Rashi says, l'goyin vav lugin. To you Mishnah, to the heve, to the Moish heve, hin yudbez lugin. There was made 12 lugin. So if you make only here for the amount, you Potter. So why don't I say af keteris nami kimefatim lechatzoyim potter? You make half of the amount of keteris. So as she says, kuf pei dalid monim de v'chol yoyim hoyimak de monim k'demin lekamon shesa monim kimin yemoisachama. Let's say make half of that. It should also be potter. Alom halkom amar rov said keteris shepitmu lechatzoyim chayiv. If someone makes half of the amount of keteris, he is chayiv. Shemen shepitmu lechatzoyim potter. Alamu Hakam Rava said that keteris shepitmu lechatzoyim is chayiv, but he agrees shemen shepitmu lechatzoyim potter. But if you made half an amount of shemen, then you potter. What should be the difference? So Amalach Rava says like this: Ka b'shemen ksiv uvamaskunta lesasa kamo is kamo hu dios. He can't make the exact measurement. Mashmoni the exact measurement is also to make. But to make half of 12, to make only 6 lugin, it's muta. But Gabik Teres, the Siddur says, Vak Teres Shatasa, Mash Makola Siyot Teres, Efsha Denikta. Any type of Teres that you make, since it could be used, you're over the Chiyot Kores for making it. Because by Teres, you have Pras Shachris, or Pras Ben Abayim. You have half of a mono that's used in the morning, and half of a mono that's used in the afternoon. Then a little bit that you make, since it could be used, it'll be the Issa for making the Keteris. Yeah, some Rabban run like this. Shemen HaMishra, the Shemen HaMishra, what is it made up of? Mor Doror Heimeis. It's made out of 500, like shekels, of Mor Doror. Kido, it's made out of Kido Heimeis. Also 500. 500 of a Kido. Kinmoin besem heimeyus. Kinmoin besem, this type of spice is also 500. The kono besem chamishim umasayim. 250. Nimtza comes out kulam altogether. It's elef ushva meyus vechamishim. 1,750. Tonim lonadis. Tonim minyona. Kamash malon. Like, what does the Tanah tell us the amount for? We see it. Tana, Hokakash, this is what's bothering the Tanah. Eimo kona besem, kikidmoin besem. Maybe say they're both the same way. Ma kinmoin besem, machtisoi, bechamishim umasayim. Half of it was 250, machtisoi bechamishim umasayim. Af kona besem also, machtisoi, chamishim umasayim. Develu, Shrei Alfin, that together should be 2,000. In other words, this is only half of the amount. So that's the Kamashma know that this is 500 and this is 250. For the more Vieme, maybe Yochanan, that's the way it should be. But they're both really 500. When it says 250, it only means half of the amount. But in Cain, if so, Nichtav Shkrot, Apostle Shkrot said, Kinmoin Besem, Vekorna Besem, Machtso Umachtso. Chamishim u'masayim, half of it is 250. That means each one has 500. Since it doesn't say it that way, Mash, but this one only has 250. Oh, Malera Popola Bayo, Kishul Shoikel, Biachrohu Shoikel, Oy Ayin, Biayin Hu Shoikel. Like when you weigh out the incense, do you weigh it with an overweight? Or do you do it exactly? Biachrohu means a little bit overweight. Oy Ayin, Biayin, exactly. Oh, Malera Chmona Kosov, Bad Bavad. The Torah says you have to take each one with their weight. And you want to tell me to do it overweight, in other words, each one has to be the exact amount and nothing more. Smor says no. The Yomar Rav Yehuda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodei Achrois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows like the overweight. Alma, what do you see? Yes, Bechor, there is a little bit more. Elarad Omar Rav Yehuda, the kid moin Bethim, Amai Maisimach Tisoi, Techomish Meyos, Chamishim O Messiahim, Bechad Zimno. The Chamishim Machayim Besad Bechad Zimno, Kivun the Kulun Hey Meis Heaven Naisi Hey Meis Bavasachas. So the Rav Yehuda says like this: Kidmoin Besam, you have to bring 500 of it. Sakam, you have to bring 250 separately or 250 separately. Why don't we bring it together? Shmamin, here it's a proof. Midukam Maisi Le Kidmoin Besam Betray Zimni. Since we have to bring it two separate times, 250 apiece. Hachroi Ispe, that there is a little bit more each time. Therefore, instead of bringing exactly 500, we bring twice 250. Each one has a drop more. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yodei Bachros. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows this extra weight. Omayiv so bad bavad. What's supposed to mean to say each one exactly? On Ravina just means to say Shlo Yaniach Mishkal the Mishkal the Yishkal. But you shouldn't weigh it out once, and then after you weigh it out, you use the weights once. Now you use this amount of incense to weigh off the other one. No. Each time you weigh out the incense, you should use the own weights. You should use the weights to weigh it out, and not once you weighed it out once. Now you use this amount of incense to measure out the next one. That's bad bad. Each one do separately. But in time, each one could be a little bit a drop more. Tanu Rabbanan, what about this? Shemen HaMishcha Shosu Moshe B'Midbar. The Shemen HaMishcha, the Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Midbar, Mishalko Yikron. He used to boil up the roots of the spices first. First was boiled up the roots. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, for loy, lo soich ikron, einoy sipik. Notice, how could you say you boiled up the roots in the shemen itself? The shemen will be soaked up in the roots. You won't even have enough. For loy, lo soich ikron, just to smear on the roots, and a sufik. Like you only had yud beis lugin of this shemen. So how could you say you boiled all the roots inside the shemen? It would swallow up all the shemen. So Kate said, I said, how do you do? Heavy ikran v'sholka v'mayim. First he took these roots of these incense and he cooked it up in water. Ve'itzef aleim shemen. Then he poured on top of it a shemen ha-mishcha. V'kolat esareach. And then all the smell of the incense went into the shemen. That's how he made the shemen smell good. The kivchoi. And then he wiped it off. He wiped off the oil from the roots. So therefore, no oil really got sapped into the roots, because the roots were already boiled up, full of water from before. Omala, Rebuke, says back, V'chi nes echa nas, what kind of question are you asking? Like, V'chi nes echa nas, M'shem Nishwa is